Avodizara, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Yud. Last Mishneh over here in the Perek, talking about Avodizara itself, talks about how to be Mevatel Avodizara. Something was Avodizara. Does it mean it has to stay that way in its state of Isser Hano forever? Ketzad Mevatel. The Mishneh says, Kirsim. We're talking about an Asherios. So we're talking about a tree. If he rips off a few dry branches, Vizereid, or he cuts off a few fresh branches. These are terms you find more in Seder Zeroyim. We'll talk about the agricultural process, but the words over here are unfamiliar. That's what it means. Kirsem is pulling off twigs. Zered is pulling off fresh branches. Notam imena makele sharvit takes off a thin stick or one leaf. Harezu betelo. That's mevatlet. The basic idea over here is any maisa treating a tree, well, like a tree, instead of the narishkeit that the tree has godly powers. Obviously, that's not the case if he's pulling off a branch for a toothpick or for a walking stick. So clearly, he's been mevatel. It's a maisa that clearly defines it not as a elihus anymore. So therefore, that's a maisa bitl. Shvoyo litzorko, if he pulls off a branch, litzorko, in order to straighten out the tree, Asura, because that's not a bitl of its chashivus. That's fakert. He's making it nicer, better, smoother. Shaloi litzorka in a way that's not good for the tree, in a way that he wants, like I said before, he wants a branch. Muteres, because that is a maisa of bitl. It's a little bit hard in the reading of the Mishnah, because it sounds like the first maisim that I mentioned, kirsim vizereid, over there, harezu betel unequivocally, and shvoyo, which is, he's pulling, he's not pulling off a branch, he's pulling it and he's smoothing it out, so then it does make a difference. L'chayr pulling off a branch also, if it's a weed or it's something that takes away from the yoifi of the tree, so l'chayr you could say that it is awesome. If you look at the Taisyam doesn't understand that's two different dinim. The shvoyo is a maisa, anything that has any input on the tree. So that would go on any maisa, if it's l'tzorko, that's the chiluk. Perek Vi, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. It's right about the dinim of Avod Zohar. Here we're discussing an Avod Zohar called Markulis. The Markulis, you look at the Rav, is Nikur Belshoina Mercuris. Sounds like Mercury, which is Gantz Mestaber because the different names that they gave the heavenly bodies, Jupiter, Saturn, were named after what they perceived were Koiches Elyonim. Lamaisa, we know that there's only one Elikim. There's only one Rebbein Shem running the world, but by them there was different gods and different heavenly bodies. Lamaisa, if you look at the Mefarshim, Tosis over here, Tosis and Dafnun, brings that it could Moedi Tochen, that the name really is Kilus, like to be Mekalis, La'ale or Lekalis, Meloshin Shvach. The Mar Kilus was what they would call it. Instead of Kilus, they changed it, the Chazal changed the name to Kulis, which is a Loshen Lag, and they put on Mar, like switching it. So Markulis, Markilus, Chves. Vinishvi, the Tzura of this Avodah Zarah was like a tripod of Avonim, one Evan on top, two Avonim on the bottom. And what they would do is they would set up other stones near it. So the Mefarshim bring a concept, the Gemara refers to it as Markulis Godel, Markulis Cotton. So if you have Shalosh Avonim Zubitzad Markulis Asurois, you have to assume that they were put there as service of this Avodah Zarah. Ushtayim Mutaris, they would put three, not two. So Mela, if there are two there, then one doesn't have to see it as Avodah Zarah. Kanira the Hizchoshish, there's no Vadois that the Avonim that are near the Markulis were put there L'shem Markulis. It's a Sophic. We're talking about where they're not mamish next to Makulis. They're chutz mi'arba amas, as they state in the Gemara. But you have to be choshish since it has a shtickle that tzur. If it's shtayim, for sure it's not. V'chomimoyimim sheniris imoi. If it's toich dalet amas asurois. V'shein niris imoi mutarois. Now this is a concept you have in other places in Shas. It's called koriv, where there's no vadois on, let's say you find a yoinin, a Mishnah Bava Basra in the second parak, you find the fledgling bird, and it could have fallen from this nest, I'm talking about a bird that can't walk, so it could have hopped out of this nest or come from there, so you go basa koroiv. So over here also, if you see it within Dalet Amis, then Hilchus Sveikus, you have to nem on. That's called Niris Imoy. Let's say over a Lomdish Hagdora that's in the Ktois in Reish Samach Beis. The question is that over there in Yenis Sugya, it's Mavur, that if you find, like we say, a bird, and it's 20 Amis away from one nest, it's 30 Amis away from another nest. So we just said there's a Musa, you go boss of what you see at the Koroiv. But where the nest that's 30 Amis away has a larger amount of birds in the Shoivach, in the nest, so then Roiv v'Koroiv, Holchem Acharoiv. The whole discussion over there in Bava Basra Chof Gimel, L'maisa, the Maskonis HaSug, the way we paskin, is that Roiv is a stronger Hachro, a way to define something as from, than Koroiv. That over here, why are you saying that Avonim that are Toik Dal and Amis are Koroiv? Because they're Niris Imoy. Most of the Avonim in the world are not Avonim or Makulis. So why don't we say the rock comes from any place else, not from the vicinity? So the Ktsois is a beautiful word. He says the birds over there clearly are not in place. They fell, they flew, they hopped. The question is, from where did they come? You have two possible locations where they came from. The one that has a roiv is stronger than the one that's karev. Over here, didn't come from someplace. Pashtus, the Evan didn't roll from someplace, it was put here. So if the Evan was put here by design, because there's two Avonim sitting right here, three Avonim that are sitting right here, so then if it was put here, this is its place. Its place is Mashaniri Imoy. Not out of place, and then you have to say, where did it come from? It didn't come from any place, it was here. So if it was here, then the Mistaber is the place that's nearest Imoy, Adkan Dvar Vagdoshim of the Ktsoith.